a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
My friend got this, well, it's actually Carly's friend, but family friend, right? So she got
Thanks
sent.
For explaining.
Well.
It really meant
context
a lot to me.
Is important.
Yes.
She got sent something in the mail recently, and like in the last week, and she sent Carly a message and was like, hey, you would tell me if you were sending me something, yeah? Like, what? And Carly's like, yeah, what is it? What's going on? So it's our mate Sarah and Tassie. She got sent a ring that looked like an engagement ring, like a diamond engagement ring.
Whoa, in the mail?
Yeah, but it was sort of, there was a box on it, lots of Chinese writing on the box, that kind of thing. Looked a bit Temu, wishy sort of
okay.
Ordery. Yeah. So like Callie and I were like, it's clearly a fake ring, but I wonder who's ordered it. Now, it used her maiden name.
Okay.
And, but her current address. And so she's separated. So she's sort of rocking the maiden name again now. But so anyway, so what it is, it's a moissanite. I said that's very dangerous. Moissanite engagement ring, right?
Okay.
And it had no note inside except a certificate to say this is like a legit moissanite ring.
I don't.
You know I'm going to keep saying
moissanite. Okay, I know. What is that? What kind of... Is it a crystal? What is it?
It's like, I think it's a fake diamond, but it's like, but it can still be
engagement ring
certified.
Oh, they look pretty good. Shop conflict-free moissanite engagement rings. Is it moissanite? I think you're just saying moissanite.
Well, there's an I in there.
Yeah.
It's fun to say moissanite. I mean, moissanite.
There's no...
So she's like, oh, God, what? And so she's had a couple of guys that she's sort of seen on, you know, Tinders and all that type of bizzo, but it's not really worked out, and so she's not sort of seeing anyone at the moment. So we're like, God, what is this? Is this like the ex ordering something for Mother's Day for their son to give to her, and not sending it to his own place, like sending it to her place instead?
Yeah,
that was one.
How old's the son?
He's 4.
Well. I mean, they're very PC literate these days. And I'm not talking PC. I'm talking like computer literate.
Yeah, true.
Pad illiterate? What do they say?
iPad illiterate? Yeah, I don't know.
Meta illiterate?
Tech literate. Anyway, so we're all so confused. Turns out it's a sophisticated scam. How's that, right?
What?
So she's shopped at a website that is compromised in some way, right?
Which they all are at the moment, I feel, yeah.
Yeah, right. So what they've done is these scammers have got her details, right? And she's paid for something, and then they're not going to send her the thing that she paid for. Instead, they send her this ring. Now, this ring says it's certified, and so they claim it has a certain amount of value. And so when she goes back to them and says, I've got this instead. How do I send it back to you? And also, can I have a refund for what I originally ordered? They go, how about you just keep what we've given you and you pay extra because it's such a good ring. Legit ring.
And we've stuffed up.
And so they're hoping that you'll look at it and go, oh, it is a pretty beautiful ring. I might as well keep it. I can't be bothered sending it. And they've already got your credit card details because you've bought something. And so they just charge you your credit card the extra amount if you keep the... It's a big scam, sophisticated.
My God. Very sophisticated.
And they charge you for higher value than what the fake ring is worth. And some cases, the websites pay people to write fake positive reviews about their fake product so that you think it's a legit website. So she has shopped in the wrong place.
Oh, my God. Thank God she looked into it.
Yeah, I know, right?
And wasn't
right?
just like, oh, you guys, you know, you sent me this ring. It's beautiful, but it's the wrong thing. Man, you can't not trust anyone nowadays.
I know. Shop local, guys. Cash is king.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
I've got a mate. He came over on Friday. His daughter is the same age as mine. We had a little play date with the girls and he and I had a beer or two and it was wonderful, right? His partner is also a good mate of mine and so she came over later and we're all three of us sitting around having a drink and out on the deck and... He goes, oh, bloody got tickets to the Rolling Stones. And I was like, oh, cool. What? Are they coming out, are they?
Yeah, I didn't know.
And he goes, yeah, I got tickets. I saw it online. And I was like, oh, awesome. And I thought to myself, that is, working in the job that we work, that's the kind of thing that we know about, yeah?
Yeah.
I imagine if Rolling Stones are touring, you would do it as part of a trending or something like that.
Yeah.
And so I'm racking my brain going, did I know about this?
Mm.
Have I forgotten? I must have forgotten. Maybe Loggy did do it as a trending and I knew they were coming out later this year. But
no,
you
would have been aware because I would have asked one of you to get me tickets to it.
Good luck.
You would have been barking up the wrong trees. Yeah. So I was like, okay, cool. Well, that's awesome. Okay, sweet. And he's like, yeah, no, I've got end up getting two tickets. I was trying to get some other crew to come with me and I was going to get four tickets. And I thought, oh, I'll just be able to resell them or whatever if no one comes with me. But his partner, she was like, oh, I said to him, no, just get two tickets. Like, don't go too hard because you don't know. It might be hard to sell them and also you probably won't be able to get an extra couple of people. So he's like, so 300 and something bucks, that's fine. And I was like, yeah, cool, when is it? And he said, oh, it's only a couple of months away. It's like July or something. I was like, oh, wow, that's really, June, July. I was like, oh, okay. So it's the end of July. Anyway, he goes, yeah, they're playing at the Palais. And I was like,
what?
Hang on.
Special acoustic session.
Rolling Stones come to Australia and they play the Palais in St Kilda?
Yeah. I mean, great venue.
That would be an amazing gig.
Oh, it would be, wouldn't it?
You'd
intimate.
Be up close and personal.
Yeah.
And it's not, they wouldn't, like, there are big bands that have done smaller shows at the Palais, so yeah. It still wasn't sort of ridiculous. But I said to him, oh, I would have thought the Rolling Stones are more sort of MCG or at least Rod Laver size band.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, yeah, no, it's definitely the Palais. And he brought it up and on his phone and he showed me.
Oh, no.
Oh.
And he goes, yeah, Rolling Stones venue. And I'm like, Rolling Stones venue, that's a weird name for it. And I realised, I looked at it and he's reading the word review as venue. So the show is called The Rolling Stones Review.
Oh, and he paid that much money for tickets.
And it's a cover band of the Rolling Stones. And he's stoked. Oh. He's walking around going, I got tickets to go see Rolling Stones. It's going to be awesome.
Oh, honey. Oh. Honey.
Did you crush him?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, look, I was gentle. I was a little bit gentle.
Of course you were.
Here's why, though, right? Because it's not your average cover band. Okay. It's features Adelita from Magic Dirt, Geelong's own.
Okay. Worth the money.
Phil Jamison from Grinspoon.
Okay, yeah.
Tex Perkins.
And it's getting better and better.
Tim Rogers from UMI.
Oh. Amazing.
Right? So it's sort
incredible
of a
cover band.
Star-studded cover band.
Yeah.
I know the guys from Living End and Phil Jamison. Like, there's been a few of these sort of super bands that have gone on and done covers. Yeah. And this is obviously one of them. But he thought he was going to see the Rolling Stones.
He thought Mick and Keith were going to be up there belting it out.
And instead he's sunk $300 on tickets to a cover band.
Yeah.
Albeit a good cover band, but still a cover band, right? And his partner's sitting next to him going, aren't you glad you didn't buy four tickets now, you idiot? So we all had a good laugh. Good on you, Jackson.
Oh, my God.
But it got me thinking, like, that's got to happen more than you think, you know?
Yeah, because people, they see what they want to see. They hear what they want to hear and they buy what they wish they could go to.
Yeah, like, I can't believe there's tickets available and this isn't crazy price. I'll buy these.
I wouldn't be surprised if it's happened before.
Have you ever bought tickets to something and realised that it wasn't the thing that you thought it was? Like, I'd love another cover band situation. That'd be magic, but regardless, you bought tickets and then you realised, oh, I've made a terrible mistake.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
We've got Kylie from Armstrong Creek on the line. Kylie, has this happened to you?
Yeah, it has. Brought tickets to go see Paul Kelly a couple of years back.
Yeah.
And It was at the Melbourne Recital Hall or something like that. And we got there and he was reading, it was Paul Kelly, like the real Paul Kelly, but he was actually reciting poetry and not singing.
We waited
for about probably 2 hours for the songs to come on, and the whole time he was reading poetry.
Amazing.
Still a good night.
Amazing.
Though, right?
It's people in the crowd doing these ones, like, you know, they click it.
Poetry's brilliant. That's a classic. Talk about dumb things.
Ricky's in Newcombe. Morning, Ricky.
Good morning, guys. I was about 15 to 16 years old, like live throwing copper, really popular at the time.
Yeah.
And I think that was in Australia about my brother's birthday, so I decided I'd do the right thing. Mm. Thought I'd seen an ad in the paper, live, Melbourne, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
So I went and bought tickets thinking, this is awesome. Yeah, it wasn't. It was a local band live in Melbourne.
Live in Melbourne. Yeah, right. You've done that.
I was talking to my brother for his birthday.
Yeah.
So.
Did you still have a good
night? Had a good night.
Yeah, I was just going to say, just have a good night. You would. But, yeah, he's done what my mate did and just read something and got, and like, his brain's just thought something and it's not the thing.
Live in Melbourne. I love that. What about you, Tara in Lara?
Amazing. Tara in Lara, good morning.
Good morning.
When did it happen to you?
I bought tickets for my mum and two sisters to the Titanic. My sister loves the Titanic and Celine Dion songs. And we thought we were going to a bit of a musical production, like Wicked or something.
Yeah.
And it was just a orchestra playing the Titanic song.
Oh. Oh.
I thought you were going to say it was just that restaurant in Williamstown.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Tom, yesterday I revealed something that fractured the relationship, I believe, beyond repair. A photo of you drinking Great Northern, even though you give Cameron Ling so much shtick for actually drinking Great Northern.
You almost swore then.
Yes, you controlled yourself very, very well, Loggy. I don't know if it created a fracture in our relationship. Our relationship is that strong and we're still good mates. But it did start stirring up some questions about why, for so many years, you've decided to torment me, you've decided to attack me and belittle me about my choices. So,
well, it's a garbage beer, is what I will say, and also
be very careful.
I'm a craft
Tom.
Beer guy, and I can't sort of support you if you're going to drink, you know, water in a bottle, or even worse, Tom. You know, I've offered many times to relieve myself into a stubby and charge you half the price.
Oh, this is bringing me so much joy because Loggy and I have organised somebody to jump on the line. Now I have to say this perhaps is not his real name because he needs to be protected a little bit, but we have Simon, who is the communications manager from the Carlton and United Breweries,
are
the brewing company responsible for Great Northern Beer. Simon, I apologise for what our friend has just said about your beer, but do you care to maybe school him a little bit on some of his comments he's just made?
Yeah, well, thanks, Lingy, for inviting me on. And coming from a marketing background, it doesn't matter what's being talked about the product as long as it is. So we appreciate Tom's colourful appraisal of our product. But, you know, we just want to remind him that Great Northern, in particular Super Crisp, which is your preferred choice, Lingy, and there is a pallet of that on its way to your home.
Thank you.
Delivered by Mount Franklin.
Oh, Tom.
Tom, it has been the fastest, popular beer. It has rose to the most popular beer in Australia in record time. Mm. No one has seen this in the years of Carlton Draft. Now, I hear you're a craft beer drinker.
Yeah.
We respect that, but I think sometimes the stats don't lie, and Great Northern is, a superior product in terms of sales to any craft beer you can put forward.
So what do you have to say about that, Tom?
Well, Simon, I am sorry that any of this gear happened to your face. I don't usually like to do front stuff, like Loggy doesn't like to do front stuff as well, if you've ever heard the show. Yes, there's like lowest common denominator. There's something to be said for...
Look at the backpedaling going on right now.
Something to be said for appealing to the masses and going with the lowest common denominator. And I believe that's what you guys have really nailed.
Oh, no, Tom.
With Great Northern there. So, you know, it's
Simon's
no
giving up his time
for bad taste
to talk to you. I mean, yeah. Simon, It's a quality tasting beer. It's a responsible beer to drink because of the mid-strength option. This is absurd from Tom.
Well, Tom, what I'd like you to do is try and sort of meet halfway, let you go on your craft beer journey. Maybe you rub some crystals and go on bushwalks while you do that. I don't know. anyway, what I'd like you to do, mate, is at least meet us halfway. So when you're in an environment where it is a heavy Great Northern market, I think I heard about a wedding you went to, which my sources tell me you requested a zero Great Northern, but that's another story.
No, I reckon that was zero Great Northerns. That was.
Oh, right. I beg your pardon. But I was just going to bring in some lingo so you're not out of place when you're amongst the Great Northern crowd. And that is, you know, you can be really clever, if you like, and sort of ask for the whitefish or the blackfish. Now, some people who drink Great Northern don't know this, but if you were to go up to a bar and sort of say, yeah, I'll just have a schooner of the blackfish, please, people will be like, what? Now, if you look at the super, the Great Northern Super Chris, it's a black marlin fish. The heavy is a white fish. And, well, now we have a blue fish in the zero. So there's a little inside lingo for you. But thanks for having me on. And, you know, I think through sheer weight of numbers, you're probably going to have to agree that it's probably the best beer in the country.
Simon, I'm sorry, I nodded off then. I didn't catch any of that. I'm probably not going to need any of it. What I do want to know, if you really work for CUB, what have you done to Bolter XPA? What's going on? Have you changed the recipe?
Okay, do you know what? The jig is up, Lingy. The jig is up. Tom would never. Tom would never act this way. Go on, you know.
I know. This is your mate, Matt, isn't it?
It is. I know.
Misrepresenting Carlton United entirely. But thanks for trying there, Matt.
You did
I appreciate
a good job,
it.
Matt.
No, that's fine. I'm the same. If I drink too many, I have to go to the toilet all the time. I'm with you, Tom.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
I know it's time for us to get out of here. I'm done for the week, so you two are going to be together. I know you're going to be giving away some free fuel, everything like that. I've had enough of all the backstabbing, everything that's been going.
I'm just going to
drop a little grenade on the group, and you two can deal with it tomorrow.
I knew.
What?
I knew it.
I've just sent Loggy a photo,
absolutely
Tom.
Absolutely knew it. And you were such a liar.
Oh, come
you
on
lied
now.
To my face.
Come on now. Nah. I never
See
said.
Ya. Have a great day tomorrow. That's it.
No, you two have got to do the show tomorrow.
Lied to my face.
I never said I didn't go.
Bull.
I've just sent a photo of Tom and Goldie pictured out the front of SeaWorld on their holiday.
Yeah, hope
out
you enjoyed
the front,
yourself, mate.
Out the front.
And and I am done for the week. See you guys.
I hate you, Lingy.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime and listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.